Phyllis Rock. Yeah.
Okay, we have a revised agenda since last night.
You changed God's ideas?
No.
He changed our ideas.
He kind of changed it. Holy Spirit, we just invite you here.
Thank you, Lord.
Come in power.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Lord, help my anxiousness here. We kind of like order, so when God changes things, sometimes it's a little bit. So, we're David and Phyllis, and God uses us around the world. And we've had so many amazing things in our lives. And for the past over 25 years now, we've gone over to Eastern Europe, and mainly Bulgaria, but we're doing Macedonia, Greece, which kind of isn't Eastern Europe, but it's kind of in between, and Serbia, and Hungary, and well, it used to be Czechoslovakia, but now it's Czech Republic and Slovakia. But anyway, and God is amazing God, and I've learned a lot. The thing I like about going there, when we go there, when they introduce us, they say David and Phyllis are going to come up and serve you.
Nice.
That is so cool. That takes a lot of pressure off of us. We're here to serve, so we're here to serve you. So every year, for years now, God has given us prophetic word for sometimes for Canada, sometimes for the world, sometimes kind of a mix of both of those. And the last couple of years, like sometimes Phyllis gets the word, sometimes I get the word. But the last 3 years, it's kind of God gives us kind of two words or whatever. But Phyllis is, was a dream this time. And then we look for some plot of land where that word can land. And we believe, just through the way things happen, etc., to be here this week. And you need to understand, you have a privilege today of receiving that word. This is a land where it's going to land. When we get the word, we always tell it to our church first because we need to be accountable. Mm-hmm. But this word is going to be released today. This is a land where it's going to land. And from there shall go out, as the Bible says, right? Go out to the whole world. So this word is for the whole world. And what do you do with the prophetic word? Well, some of us, we go, wow, that's kind of cool. And we get excited. But we need to embrace it. And I want to encourage you as a church, if you feel it's right, don't, right? You don't have to take this if you don't feel it's right. Let's be honest, right? But if it is, if you sense it is, if the leadership sense it is, then you need to run with it. You need to say, yes, Lord, we receive this, and we're going to go with it. I don't know exactly how you're going to do it. That's your job. We just are supposed to deliver it, let it land where it's supposed to land.
Good luck. No.
And it's up to you. Now, after this, we will release it, as it were, to the public. We're not sure how to do that this year. We ask God every year how to do that. And there's all sorts of ways that he can do that. So, can we just pray again? God, I just pray for your peace for me. And I don't know why I'm nervous. This is a great church. But I just release that.
Thank
Amen.
You,
okay. I'm going to start.
Okay. I have it on my phone, so I have to.
I hope you're recording this.
on.
Okay.
December 31st at 4 a.m., I had a dream that woke me up. And it takes a lot to wake me up at 4 a.m. I just don't wake up at 4 a.m. I'm a really good sleeper. It was a very, this is what I wrote down when I woke up. I put, this is a very intense dream. I was in a house of royalty. The wife, who was the queen, was sick. I knew it was from people cursing her, and she felt like she was fading away. People thought she was sick, but actually it was a spiritual attack. I told her she did not have to receive it, that it actually wasn't real, that she should choose to live and it would be so. I spoke life to her and her household, and I said, I am going to fight, and you have to fight too. And then I prayed to break this. She was, these are my terms, to die sick. Like, she was sick. It wasn't like she had a cold. And I said, don't receive this sickness. And suddenly she was healed. She wasn't sick at all. She was totally healed. Then the king was attacked. Something was crushing him. When she engaged, she responded to the king, I am going to fight, and you have to fight too. I prayed, and a tight gray thing came off of him and the household. What was I supposed to do to lift this thing off? I didn't know its name. There was a prophecy given to me, and this was the prophecy that someone else gave to me. Phyllis is used for healing and a new powerful healing gifting. And so the restoration of the king, of him, the sickness and the crushing melted away. The dream was intense and the healing was true. So I don't know all of what that means, except that we, the people of God, are under attack. Have you figured that out? Pretty much every day in some way. But you know what? We have a God who is for us. And not only is he for us, I got to go back and get, I got to go back and get a few of those words. I should have had it on paper. You know, phones. God bless phones.
All the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
The scriptures.
I'm going.
Yeah, just wait. That's one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know about you. Do you ask God for scriptures for the year, for a new year? Yes, yes. This was my scripture for this year. It's short and sweet and to the point. Psalm 27:13. I believe that I will see the goodness of God in the land of the living.
Yes, very good.
Period. I believe it. And you know what? I believe that for you too. I believe that you are going to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And that means right where you live, right where you work, whoever you fellowship with, you know, whatever it is you do every day, that you will see and I will see the goodness of God right here where I live, you know. And there's something wonderful about the promises of God. They do something to your heart. Hope, I think, is the word. They bring hope. And I know that that one verse brought hope to my heart. And I thought, God, I can't wait to see this goodness of yours, right? I don't think it means great riches. I'm not expecting great riches, although I wouldn't mind it. It would be all right. But I don't know how that would happen. But the goodness of God, I think, has to do with our souls. It has to do with our outlook. It has to do with our relationships. It has to do with our mindset. It has to do with our spiritual walk with God. If we want to see the goodness of God right here where we live, then our walk with God has to be true and right and pure. We need to ask for forgiveness. We need to give forgiveness, right? That can be a hard thing to do. A lot of people hold grudges, and you know what? That's really bad for us because it poisons our souls. It does poison your soul. I still have a friend, but I have a friend who years ago, I thought, what's wrong with her? No offense, but I was like, she was changing and not for the good. And we'd been friends for a long time. And sometimes when you've been friends for a long time, it's a little sketchy to go and ask them. So I finally said, are you okay? Like, what's happening with you? And she just burst out crying, which was so unusual. She was very put together. She burst out crying. And she said, so many things have been coming into my mind, and I don't know what to do with them. And I said, you say no. You say no. If they're not godly and if they're not of God, then you say no. And you keep saying no until they never come back.
That's right.
It's true. No, I don't receive it. No, this is not from God. No. You will not get a hold of me. No. I'm a really practical person, can you tell? I'm a practical person. And you know what? It works because it's God.
Amen.
It doesn't work because we do it. It doesn't work because it's a formula. It works because it's God.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
We are supposed to agree and disagree. We agree with all God has for us. We disagree with anything that comes against his word.
Amen.
In our lives. And so that's not the revelation of the world, but it was good for me. It was good for the people around me, and it can be good for you, because a lot of things pop into our minds that are not as healthy as they should be, and we don't have to receive it.
That's right. That's
and
right.
We shouldn't,
exactly.
And we can't, right? If we want to grow, because we do want to grow. Okay, now.
So the interpretation of the dream, I believe that God, what God's spoken to me, is the queen is the church. And the state of the church all over is not good. As a matter of fact, lots of people are saying the church is dead. The church is dying. There's a sickness upon the church. But God's saying, now is the time of healing. Now is the time to receive healing and go on. You can't dwell where you are now. And I finally figured out that's why it's landing in this church and to go out to the world. The king is actually the leadership of the church. Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And so we need to pray. We need to ask God. And we're going to be different places we go. A lot of the work we do, we speak at churches just to get in the door. But a real ministry is actually to leaders. And this second part of the word is leadership is being crushed. All over the world, we're seeing leaders. Christianity Today, in the middle of the year, I can't remember if it was July or August, in their magazine said there's over 1,000 pastors a month leaving the ministry in the United States. There's actually, it's about to tip. There's actually... right now, the same amount of graduates that come out. Now, this is a whole church, evangelical church, but there's like 1,000 coming out of those places and 1,000 leaving the ministry. I don't know how many in Canada. They don't take statistics of that. So if you can receive that as a church and as a landing place for that word, and with that goes some responsibility. So it goes on. There's more. The same night, I don't know what time, because I'm not good with timing. Anyway, hear the word of the Lord. God is giving the prophetic another chance. There is a move of God. They will rise up with 2020 vision. I understand that that seems to be a play on words, but you know what? If you look at the Bible, many times God did that. He's an amazing God. This year, 2020, is a year of 2020 vision. Rise up, O prophets of God. Hear my voice. Speak with God's authority, not your own. Not with your stolen words. If you're prophetic, you'll know what I'm talking about. It's kind of the sin of this last 10 years. Don't steal words. Not with just your hope either. Not with your wise words, not with your anger or your malice. The truth is, you may be a great prophetic person, but if you still have anger in your heart, all people will receive is just anger. They won't really hear the word. That wasn't part of the prophecy. That's just my advice. Oh prophets of God, stand up with encouragement. Stand up with protection. And with the protection of the church and of the wise leaders and pastors that I'm raising up. The position that you're to take as prophetic, as prophets, as all the revelatory gifting is now your servant prophets. God wants you to serve, not just be the great prophet, not just be the great worship leader, not just be the great healer. It really is all about Jesus.
Yes, it is.
And many prophetic and revelatory gifted people will gain favor to those in high places, not only in the church, but within the world. And again, it's a position of serving, standing behind the leaders and speaking into their lives. You will be able to see the path clearly, to see through the darkness, to see and put down the tricks of the enemy, to see the great plans God has for you, for your families, for your church, for your ministry, for Canada, for the world. Many, many years ago when I was young, God gave me favor. And I got to prophesy to the mayor of Calgary. And 8 times that year, I was in the newspaper. God gave me favor with the religion editor back when we had religion editors. And I'm not bragging, but I'm just saying for those of you who doubt, if God can choose a guy like me, who's nervous, who's kind of weird,
preach it, brother.
He can use you. And finally, all of this is to bring glory to God. And one other thing he told me, and I'm not sure whether it's supposed to land here for sure, but I'm going to say it, is apostles, you are now to choose and become servant apostle leaders. The day of big gun apostles has to end. God loves apostles just as he likes the person that just came into the kingdom this morning. There's no difference, and somehow we've made a difference. I understand that that could be a little harsh. Well, let's go on. God has a word for your church, if I can find it. Yeah, I got it. So this is for Cloverdale Church specifically. God is commissioning you in 2020 to be the part of your mandate is to help protect the prophetic and protect the revelatory gifting. God is going to raise up people in your body that's going to have and be released in the gift of discernment. Now the problem is there's lots of prophetic and revelatory gifting people out there that have been wounded, that have been hurt, and they don't trust the church. But God's telling you today, Cloverdale Church, it's time to come alive. It's time to leave the old things behind and go on to the new. You're not the first church that's had trouble. Many churches have had trouble. But the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is saying, rise up, O Church of God, rise up, O Cloverdale Church. You have a mandate. God has not given up on you. Don't give up on him. You need to love each other, respect each other, forgive each other, and we need to go on. Now, this sentence is kind of my wording, because it needs to be said. There's going to be some weirdo type people coming.
Oh, good.
I know pastors would cringe at that. No, anyway, but you know what? There's love here. Amen. There's respect here. There's hope here. We can feel that. Thank you, Lord. What happened this morning is we beat that back. The Holy Spirit came, and through the drums, spiritual warfare happened. And we prophesied through the instruments. God prophesied through the instruments. It's time to go on. It's time to become more of what God gave you in the beginning.
Right. Thank you, Lord.
God hasn't killed the dream.
That's right.
People have.
That's right.
God still hopes. God still believes in you.
Thank you, Lord.
Now it's time for you to believe in you.
Thank you, Jesus.
If you will, get over it. So rise up, O Church of God. I pray that God... There's going to be some incognito leaders that come into this church. And they'll be suspicious at first.
They'll be or you'll be?
They will be.
They will be.
Your job is just to love them.
Amen.
And care for them.
Okay.
And let God use you.
Amen.
So we bless Cloverdale. Cloverdale, right?
Christian Fellowship. Yeah.
Christian Fellowship. Got to get that name right because that's really important.
Okay.
I don't know what time we're supposed to finish. Is it noon already? Oh my goodness. Well, that clock says that. Okay. We're not going to be able to teach much. So basically, I'll try and sum it up. Okay. But we need to do some prophetic words too. So. Well, what we'll do is we'll officially, you can go if you want. No. We'll just keep prophesying until there's nobody left. But we taught a lot about different prophetic. We unpacked a prophetic that it could be easy to understand. And in a sense, you know what? We're all prophetic. Think about this. Have you ever been in a place you're talking to somebody about something, whether it's God stuff or not stuff, and all of a sudden towards the end you go, wow, that was pretty good. Where did I get that from?
Yeah.
Guess what? You got it from God. It really isn't you. And so we need to demystify and take the prophetic out of that. I didn't wear my police chaplain stuff today because I didn't want to scare you, but you're to be protectors. Protectors of the faith, protectors of those who need help. So, the problem has been, 1 Corinthians talked about, it says all can prophesy. Everybody. As a matter of fact, he goes on to say, desire the gifts, and he qualifies it. He said, desire the gifts, especially that you may prophesy. So it's no big deal. It's not that you're just the only prophetic church. It just seems that God has you. You're going to heal prophetic people and eventually learn how to train or retrain some prophetic people. But all can prophesy. And on the other side of the whole thing is prophets to nations.
Right. Amen.
Our problem has been back in the day, starting early 70s, is sort of prophecy kind of happened where the worship happened. And then this thing, you could hear it happen many times. All of a sudden you'd hear, thus saith the Lord. And they prophesy. The problem was is we weren't taught properly. And those people decided they were prophets to nations and caused a lot of havoc. Now some of it's because they just didn't know better. But The scriptures are clear. I wish we had lots of time to explain the differences between that. But there's a whole bunch. We're around over 200 different types of prophetic ministries. We talked about it the other night. We heard some of that. How about prophesying on the drums? Think about this. How is it that throughout the world, through the centuries, every army always had somebody either blowing a trumpet, beating a drum? Canada, good old Canada, we bought bagpipes with this. And there's, you can look it up. There's some skirmishes that happen where they didn't have to actually fight the enemy. It was a cloudy day, and the bagpipes began to sing, and it scared those people that were going to fight away. Look, it's in the history.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? So prophesying on the instruments is right. We're just going to quickly go through this list. You can do five and I'll do five.
Okay.
Yep.
Either I'm scared or I'm cold. I'm not sure which. But I'm shaking.
It's a little creepy.
This is cool. This is amazing. Oh, sweet. Okay, how's that? Okay. So.
Okay, before you do that.
Oh, yeah, okay.
If you don't mind.
No, go for it.
Move the page.
Oh, sorry.
Scribbling madly. Okay.
Oh.
You probably know this song, but I think I'm just going to sing a little part of a song. Because it's true of your church. And I think sometimes when somebody comes from the outside, I think you already know this, but I want you to know that it's obvious to people mm-hmm. that come in. So it's really simple. It's, surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can see his mighty power and his grace. I can feel the touch of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. And I want you to know that the presence of the Lord is in this place. And something we don't often realize is we actually bring that presence in with us. Because it's not only in this place, it's actually in this place. And so I want to bless you as individuals, and I want to bless you as leadership, and I want to bless you as a church for the anointing that you are carrying with you and the presence of God that you carry with you. You know, you carry it with you when you're in the grocery store, when you're buying gasoline. It doesn't matter what you're doing. Ladies, when we're cleaning house, there's the presence, right? Going with us, right? And I just want you to know that that was one of the first things that struck me when we walked in here, was the presence of the Lord. And so may God bless you, and may you continue to seek his presence, because we already know in his presence is fullness of joy, right? We already know all those things. And so I just encourage you to seek the Lord's presence, ask for his presence. I get up in the morning and I say, okay, God, what do you have to say to me today? Right? What do you have to say to me today? It's often not very deep. Sometimes it's very deep. But it's often just something encouraging, and it's always from the Word, right? Or I'm a vision person. I see a lot of visions. I'll see something, and it's never been... frightening. It's never been discouraging. It's always been uplifting. And so when you wake up in the morning, say, God, what do you have to say to me today?
Yeah, good.
Right? What do you have to say to me today? And I know I told some friends of mine about this in our Bible study, ladies' Bible study. I was going to say girls, but I guess we're not girls. Ladies' Bible study. I said, you should try this. And so the next week we got together, and one of the ladies piped up and she said, I did what you said. And you know what God said to me the first day? I said, what? He said, you're fine. I said, wow, that's really great. Right? And I believe God to do that for you. Right? So, but I think there's something about actually seeking the presence of the Lord every day. Simply, you don't have to spend 42 minutes or an hour and 18 minutes or be on your knees forever, because God is with you always. And so when you ask him, you may have to wait a little bit, but he will speak to you. And most often, for me, he speaks through the word. Most often, right? 98% of the time, I'd say, I get a verse from the Bible. And if it's interesting, because sometimes I get a reference in the Bible. And I'm thinking, I've memorized a lot of verses, and I think, I don't think I know that verse, right? And so I'll go look it up, right? And it's always something that is pertinent to my life then, right, at that time. So, you know what? Sometimes I think we don't realize how accessible God is to us, right? Ask and you shall receive. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. That's what we're looking for.
Amen.
Isn't that what we're looking for?
Amen.
That's what I'm looking
yes.
for. I assume that's what you're looking for, right? So I encourage you, and I encourage myself every day to ask God, so what do you have for me today?
Amen. Amen. Well, what's going on? What's your name? Yeah.
Veronica.
Okay. So we want to make sure we get the name because we're recording it. If you have a phone or whatever, you can record it too, because we need to be accountable to the words. And if there's something wrong with the word, you can just get upset at Randy. We're leaving town, so it's fine.
Do you want me to record these?
My friend that... What?
Do you want me to record these?
Yeah, if you want. So, sorry, Veronica. Holy Spirit, we just ask you to come minister to Veronica. And God's word to you is sweet words. You have the ability in you to actually prophesy sweet words to people. And what that is, you remember Barney in the Bible? I call him Barney, Barnabas. He was an encourager. He sat there, and Paul's preaching and preaching and preaching and preaching. And in one case, he was preaching so long, the guy fell asleep, fell out of the window and died. Paul just went down, laid on him. He got raised from the dead. They went back up, and he continued preaching. And you know what? At the end of the different times, Barney got up. That's why I call him Barney, because he's just so full of life. He's an encourager. He got up and said, yeah, that's really cool what Paul said. Inside, he's probably going, I don't understand it, but let's do it. That's you. You need to speak life into people. What you have to be careful with is praying that through. Do you speak it to their heart? Do you speak it to their mind? Do you speak it into them?
To their spirit.
Or however that he wants you to say it. That's the key. So you're good. You're actually good at encouraging people.
Yes.
But now there's this aspect of a Holy Spirit empowerment, because you'll see a difference. Sometimes you need to look them directly in the eye and speak it deep into their spirit. And other times, you can just say it to them. The key is go back to God and say, God, how do I say that? You need to be brave and strong, because as you work in this, sometimes you're going to kind of get almost like a poem or a thing. We actually know a prophetic person that's all he does is he gets prophetic poems for people. I have no idea. He won't even come into the modern age. He still writes it in a book and tears out the page and gives it to people. And that's you. So sometimes God's going to get you to write little notes to people. You just kind of slip and hand them to him. It's your time to rejoice in the Lord. It's your time to come up higher, because you're so fearfully and wonderfully made. You're his daughter, and it's time to celebrate that you're his daughter. God's heart feels for you. He knows all the things you've gone through. But you know what? He's been with you the whole time. And he's okay. You've been angry at him at different times. You're saying, why did this happen? And he's always said, I am still with you. And you need to share that knowledge with people. So one of the things you need to do is get together and kind of have a little story about who you are, what you went through, and how God set you free. And then one day, this kind of weird guy from Dawson Creek said, to do this, so I'm going to do that to you. So you can blame me. God bless you.
Very good. Thank you, Lord.
I'm just writing what you said.
Okay. All right. Okay. Another gifting is actually called prophetic dance. Within prophetic dance...
Oh,
yeah. No. That's not my gift. Anyway, within prophetic dance, and I'm saying there's about at least 8 or 9 people here. I'm praying there's some more. There's a couple that are would like to, but they're scared about it, and that's okay. But within prophetic dance, one of the most beautiful gifts is a dance of healing. It's called a healing dance. And this lady in the back, you got kind of a brown sweater on. Yep, you. Oh, it's got white on it too. Definitely you. What's your name?
Chantel.
Father, we just pray for Chantel right now in the name of Jesus. And God, she really is a dancer. Deep inside of her. And see, God knows you. He formed you before you were born. He knew who you would be. And a long time ago, you actually used to dance a lot. And that's cool, but there's more to it. Healing dance, it's just listening to God and worshiping him. And when it's time sometimes to pray for people for healing, well, this could be good news or bad news, but you need to buy some kind of dresses that kind of flow. And as you're, I'm not going to really do it, well, whatever, something like that. Except with more grace. And as you get closer and closer to the person, do you remember the lady in the Bible? She went to every doctor, she spent everything she could trying to get healed. And what did she say in her heart? She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment. So be Jesus to people. Let that dance flow. And sometimes it just kind of, well, you actually almost got it. All you need to do is take that and sometimes just kind of gently touch them. Let the healing of God flow through you. Let the healing of God be in you.
Nice.
I'm sorry for the disappointment that happened a while ago. It kind of confused you for a while. But you're still God's princess. And it's time to dance. And I for you to be who you really are.
Thank you, Lord.
Be free to be who you are. In Jesus' name, I give you back all your joy. Because the second part of your gifting is a joy dispenser. You know what a dispenser is? Back in the day, well, they still have, there's a machine and you put some money in, out pops the stuff. That's you. You just need to be available and dispense joy to people. It's really simple. Sometimes you just have to go up to people and go joy, 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 and watch what happens. It's that cool. Because it's in you. It bubbles out of you. You try to hold it back. I don't know why. But it's cool. So I bless you.
Very good.
Got anything? Well, it's 25 after. So in these prophetic giftings, we'll just quickly read a few of them. What we want you to do is kind of just, I'm saying this to me too, but just kind of settle, relax for a minute. As we read these, be open. If that's you, or you want to, just say yes, Lord. Okay, you ready? Holy Spirit, we just ask you to open our hearts, our spirit. If they hear something here, that you deposit that in them. Or for some, it's already there, and I pray that it comes alive. and that it lands. So first off is the office of a prophet. Who wants that one? Okay. No. There's prophetic councils.
Under music, there are a lot of things. There are a lot of things under music. I think that's interesting because I think God loves to sing to his people. Mm-hmm. Right? And as a matter of fact, that's our first verse, Zephaniah 3:17, God sings to his people. And so in that, we have the song of the Lord. New songs, that's from Psalm 40, verse 3. Prophetic music, 1 Chronicles 25:1-2. There's prophecy on instruments, which we have heard here today, and you hear often, right? That's 1 Chronicles 25:3. Songs of deliverance, now those are very interesting, and they are strictly about deliverance. That's from Judges 4:4-5. There's a birth of a new song, and I assume that's happened here where people in this church have, God has given them songs.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Birth of a new song. Let's see. There are prophetic minstrels. Now, we don't do much on minstrels these days. You know, minstrels are people who travel around and played their instruments, right?
Can we stop for a second?
Sure.
Okay. Prophetic minstrels. I can't remember his name. The guy all in white that was here.
Malachi,
thank you. Malachi, can you hear me?
Is he back there?
Yeah. He can hear
he's
you.
Coming
he's
out.
Coming out here.
Brave guy. Welcome,
yes.
Great prophetic minstrel.
Yes, I am.
You're a prophetic minstrel. What a prophetic minstrel is. In the olden days, when lots of things weren't written down, they would send minstrels, and they would come and sing songs, and they would proclaim the news of the day, if it will, right? Now, some people painted those people as evil and bad people because all they came with is bad things, but God's minstrels are God speaking through you, sometimes in song, sometimes in antics, because that's in you. It's trying to get out, but you won't let it out yet, but it's hearing God, and you're going to prophesy the good news, not just the good news of the gospel, but good news for people. God will give you actual personal prophecies that you kind of sing out as a minstrel. Now, not every time is it you got to make up this song and sing, but it's you play for a minute or so till you hear the Holy Spirit come on you, till you sense the Holy Spirit come on you. And when the power comes on, you can stop playing and just speak to them. It's a powerful thing. And God's scripture for you is leaving those things behind and pressing on towards the mark. Always be looking to the mark, which is a high calling in Jesus Christ. So I release you to the fullness of that. This burden that you're carrying, it's not yours to carry. I'm sorry, you can't fix it. But God can. So rise up, Malachi, into who you are. And I pray that the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you, and that you be part of the generation that's going to be grace dispensers. And so in that, the world needs grace badly. And so you're going to prophesy grace. You're going to speak grace. You're going to give grace to yourself. You're going to give grace to others. And you're going to be known sometimes as a grace person. And that's a good thing. The hard thing is you're not going to be known as Malachi. You're going to be known as that grace guy. That really is a good thing. Because as John the Baptist said, he must be greater. I must be less. So, in a sense, Malachi needs to stay behind and let grace. So when people go, they know it was Jesus.
Yes.
They said, there was this guy, I don't know his name. I don't remember him much. I think he had some colored shoes on, but but boy, he taught me about the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the way we should all be.
Another thing about minstrels is they, the shoes, which is makes me laugh. Anyway, they not only sang, this, like minstrels were way back in the past, you know, many centuries ago. And they not only sang, but they danced. So I found it interesting that you have these really cool shoes on. And you never know. You never know what's going to happen. God bless you, Malachi.
Okay, let's quickly go on here. Okay, then you've got kind of a section that we call scribes, which is prophetic poetry. We told you about our one fellow. He's in Sundry, Alberta. And sometimes he travels with us, sometimes in his home. And he'll just kind of sit in a chair with, where we are, grabs a chair, and he has this old-fashioned number two writing book that has kind of wide lines, right, where you could, the dots in between, so you knew capital and small. Cursive, is that what it's called? Yeah. Anyway. And he writes poems for people, prophetic poems. I don't know how he does it. How about a whistling prophetic? You heard of that guy? He's our age now. He's from, I forget where in the States. But he'll whistle songs, and then in between he'll get different prophetic words. It's really cool. Prophetic books. Rick Joyner writes prophetic books, right? Prophetic stories. Rick Joyner also does that as well. Prophetic songs, right? 1 Samuel 16:13.
Psalms.
Yeah, sorry.
Not Psalms. Psalms.
That's the P-S-A-L-M ones. Then there's storytellers, and that's kind of what Malachi is.
But you I think know there are a lot of people that are really storytellers.
Yeah.
And, you know, the stories that you need to be telling are the stories of the faithfulness of God in your life, because you know what? People will be amazed at the things that God has done, you know.
That's right.
Once upon a time, we had a old song, "Look What the Lord Has Done," right? And, you know, it's amazing. You have a story to tell, and you need to tell your story.
Amen.
Right? Yep. Because it gives life to other people. It does. Okay.
Okay, let's stop for a second.
Okay.
Are you two a couple? Yeah. Are you married? Okay, you can hold hands. Holy Spirit, we ask that you come and such power in a different way than they're used to, so that they know without a shadow of a doubt that they're called, that they have an amazing calling. And the thing that's going to kind of change about it is you both have a calling. The word of God, you've been hiding in your heart, both of you, and that's amazing. So part of your ministry is going to be teaching the word of God. Part of that is, well, the truth is you're not going to be super famous, but you're going to train people that are going to be famous. So it's time to both of you step up and kind of, if you can receive it, we want to take our mantle as a couple speaking together and just receive it. Together, you two will do amazing things. So I speak, sir, for you. Oh, I'm sorry, what's your name?
Jermaine.
And?
Nicole.
Father, I just speak to Jermaine's spirit now in the name of Jesus. Come alive.
Yes.
Come alive. You're on the right track, but it has to be your track. So it's just a little bit of shift in your thinking. Holy Spirit, just come alive in his spirit. We speak life to your spirit. We speak life to your spirit. Father, we speak to, I'm sorry, I already forgot your name.
Nicole.
Lord, we just thank you for Nicole and her sweet spirit. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we impart to her the gift of physical healing. Healing for her, first off, but also healing for others. That it says a couple do what you've called them to do, that she can lay hands and people will be healed. It's not just healing of other things. That's part of it, but it's deeper than that. But your ultimate call, and you need to settle it and believe it and go for it, is you're supposed to be training people. So as God raises you up to do different things, the key is training people. That's the main key. It's so powerful. So if you will, through you, there would be, as it were, lots of children. So I can't remember if we said it last night. Yeah, we did to one person. Be careful. Little mouth, what you say. And be courageous. And just one more thing. In the name of Jesus, I give you back the joy of the Lord. It's been a walk, and you're kind of walking with this heaviness. But now we proclaim and release you to step out in joy. To just step out in joy and do what God's telling you to do. Okay, it's 25 to 1.
Oh. There's a... Shh. Jeepers. I'm taking notes and he... No. There's a song that... I don't know if you've heard it. If you haven't, I don't know it all. I'm bad at that. I know just the lines I need to know. But it says, we call out to dry bones, come alive.
Yes,
come alive.
Yes.
We call out to dead hearts, come alive, come alive. That song is your song. So... learn that song, live that song, because that's who you are, right?
Very good.
So you know what's amazing about prophetic? It's for everybody, right? In Corinthians. I mean, I don't know whatever you call it, if theologically it's totally right, but it says prophecy is not just for one person's interpretation. It's for all. And that's why prophecy needs to come back into the church. Because we need to rejoice with this couple that they set him free. If you need healing, you can take that part of the word.
That's right.
If you need dancing and God speaking to you, that word's for you too. I mean, you can collect, I don't know, however many words we get. It's true. Just go for it. Come alive, church. Come alive. Let's just pray for a sec. Holy Spirit, we just ask you to come. Help me to concentrate. Help me to hear you. Just come to your anointing. And I ask that you speak to all God's people this morning. That you whisper in their ear even.
I think we said this before, but if we're giving a word to someone and you also feel like that is for you, you say, God, I receive that.
Amen.
Right? Because we may only see it, we may only see one person in it, but God may see many people in it. So I think I do that when other people are ministering and they're prophesying and I think, God, that's me. And he told me, he said, well, then take it. I said, okay. I can do that. Thank you. Okay? So I'll just say that because, you know, just because we talk to maybe one specific person or two specific people, that doesn't mean that if that word resounds in your heart, then receive it as yours.
So officially, we're closing the service, so go home. But we'll keep prophesying as long as somebody's sitting in the seats. Oh, okay. Well, I can go faster. Anyway, can we pray for you? You guys are a couple too? Okay, hold hands. That's it.
Okay, just a minute. May I have your names, please?
Oh, sorry.
Steve and Shelley.
Steve and Shelley. Acts chapter, probably starting chapter 3. That's some of who you guys are. You're what we call Aquila Priscilla Ministry. So what Aquila and Priscilla Ministry is they had their own ministry, but more so, they encourage people in the Lord. And I love it. I love that scripture in Acts. They came along and they worked. She worked in purple. I forget what he did. Anyway, but they supported leadership. But they had their own ministry. They went to this one place and they said, I love how it says this. Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? Their response is, we didn't even know there was a Holy Spirit. And it says, they taught them the way more accurately. And that's part of who you guys are, is to teach the way more accurately. Making it simple. Making it amazing. If you will, imparting the word of God to people. And in that, it's you could say that that's prophetic. But the key is imparting the word so it touches their heart, touches their spirit, and brings life. And then they become life givers as it were, giving Jesus to other people. So God's kind of recommissioning you. It's not time to retire. It's not time to slow down. As a matter of fact, there's more for you. But it's going to be definitely a little bit different, but amazing. So I pray for times of restoration for you, both physically and mentally. Times of, take a look at Acts again. Maybe read it together and see the awesomeness of what God did and what he can still do. So it's not like you're going to be super, super busy. Don't hear that. But the right place, the right time, all you need to do is just pray and say, gosh, what do we do? Where do we go? And I believe God will also send people to you. And the only thing you need to pray about is say, okay, do we do something for these people? And that's the wise discernment that you need. Okay? If you can hear this the right way, you can't fix everybody. But you can impart. Father, I pray for, Shelly. Lord, I pray for Shelly in the name of Jesus. God, please heal her heart and restore to her the joy of her salvation. God, somehow because of the mercy gifting in her heart, she's taken on way too many people. And yes, you are a burden bearer. You're an intercessor as well. And that's kind of a hard job sometimes. This part is just some little pastoral thing that you can understand it right in the midst of what's happening right here. As you took these people on, it was right to take them, but you can't keep them, if you will. You need to give them to Jesus because he's sitting at the right hand of the Father, ever interceding. The beauty of this, as easily as you take on people and people's burdens, it really is that easy to give it back to God when it's time. There's a whole bunch of people. You've got at least 80 to 90 people that you're still carrying a burden for. You need to release some of those people to God. Let them go. The miracle of this is as you do that, and it's that simple, just talk to your husband and say, okay, God, I give you Mary Jo, I give you Harry, I give you whatever. Then guess what? You're going to have a capacity to take on 100. And if you know how to offload them, then you can take on 120. Because on the one hand, you cannot not be a burden bearer. It's who your makeup is. And God wants to whisper one more thing to you as a special gift today for beginning of 2020. You are a mother in Israel. And you know what? Your husband will help you with this one. That's actually an apostolic calling. And so, Father, I impart to both of them an apostolic calling for both of them. So there's going to be change. There's going to be some change in thinking. Come out in the power and the anointing. Be that Aquila and Priscilla. And we bless you as a couple. We pray for newness in their marriage and newness in life for them. God, we take away the burden of life that they're actually carrying. And we say, come alive. We speak life into both your spirits this morning. Come alive, come alive. Come alive. Be blessed.
I have a verse for you, but I've been searching my memory for the reference, and I didn't find it. So you'll have to look it up. It says, you probably know it, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. Thank you. Let me write it down.
Nice.
Bravo. I will strengthen you. Yea, I will help you. I will uphold you with the righteousness of my right hand. Amen.
Is that drummer guy still here? Did we lose him? Yeah. Oh, he's there. Okay, thank you. What's your name? Paul. Ooh, Paul.
Paul the Apostle.
Paul the Apostle. Okay. So, I mean, it's obvious. You have an amazing gift, a musical gift. And you're to prophesy on the drums. Now, probably 80% of the prophesying on the drums is when nobody's around, because you're going to really go for it. Like, just go wild. And it'd be so loud that people can't be around. But you need to do spiritual warfare on the drums. You also need to drum, as it were, giving marching orders to this church, to other places, as God puts on your heart that this group we could begin to march out, that this would begin to happen, that the feeding of the hungry, that people will march towards that with the fervency, fighting the war against hunger. You hear what I'm saying? And you need to drum that out so that the enemy is drowned out. So you probably need to get earplugs too. Okay, that's a good idea.
And so do you.
Yeah. Anyway, it's an amazing gift. And coupled with your wife's prophetic gift, sometimes you're going, what is she doing? And that's okay. She's prophetic. She's allowed to be weird. Sorry, mystery. Oh, yeah, it's probably the woman thing, too. That's true. But, so I pray that you go deeper. Sorry, I forgot your name.
Marina.
Marina, that's cool. Father, we just fully release the prophetic calling of Marina. You've got kind of a twofold. Your main fold is actually prophetic to groups, and prophetic to, obviously, this church, but prophetic to groups at different times. Some of those groups, you get to stand up here and do it. Other times, you just go to that place, lay your hands on it, and prophesy. We have a friend in Bulgaria, Pecho, and he's not quite our age, but he's past 40, okay? Anyway, he goes on a motorbike, and he drives all around Bulgaria and stops wherever God tells him to, and he prophesies over villages, prophesies churches to be planted, prophesies wherever God's telling. And then 3 or 4 months later, he'll go on that same little road trip. And it's amazing how God answers that. So as a special gift, God wants you to prepare, because there's going to be a little bit of traveling for you guys. And you're going to kind of be, not nomads, but every once in a while, God's going to put it in your heart. Go to this city, go to that city, go somewhere. And just prophesy. Do the song of the Lord. I don't know how you're going to carry your drums and, you know, send them up in the downtown core. I don't know. No, I'm joking. I'm not saying that's God, but just be there. The church has to come alive. God, that's the prophetic word. 2020 is new vision. Let's leave the old things behind and press on towards the mark. What God's doing is prophesying revival, not just renewal. And it got to land here first. It's an amazing gift. You need to embrace it. You need to receive it.
We do.
So God bless you too. In Jesus' name.
And revival starts here.
Yeah.
It starts with me. And for you, it starts with you. Right? So you can't make me revive. I can't make you revive. But as we go to God, and we say, God, whatever in me has kind of fallen away, you know that feeling? Or however you used to speak to me, and I haven't sought you to find that, or somehow I don't hear you like that, God, would you revive that in me? Would you do that? And we can say, things that I have never experienced in you, God, I ask that you would do that. I ask that you would give me visions. I ask that you would give me a word of wisdom. I ask that you would give me scriptures, right? I ask and you will receive. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. There you go. So ask. We have to ask if we want to grow.
Okay. Can we pray for you guys? Is that okay? You're the only ones left in that section, I guess, for clearing it with this one. No. What's your name?
Richard.
Sorry, say it again.
Richard.
Richard? Candace. The other thing that happens after you get 40, sometimes you lose some of your hearing. So hopefully I don't never stop hearing God. But Holy Spirit, we just pray. You know what? God wants to do this. Can you guys just stand? Kind of put your arm around her. Holy Spirit, we ask you to come in power on this couple in the name of Jesus. And Father, this is this couple is an exhorting couple, right? You need to exhort each other first off, and then there's other people that you need to exhort. In other words, encourage them. Be a son and daughter of encouragement to people, right? You know. Well, quite frankly, both of you had some street smarts. And God wants to turn those around to a gifting. To a gifting. So part of that is God's going to allow you. There's going to be some training involved. I'm sorry about that. Because training isn't your best gift. She's better at it than you are. No. Learning and stuff. But she'll get it through to you, right? Okay. You trust her. And so you're actually going to do some type of like marriage counseling, encouraging couples that are in trouble and things like that. And you guys have known lots of depth and lots of valleys. But now it's time to be on the mountaintop so you can see clearly. So I this may sound really strange, but God wants to... you to learn how to knit or something like that. Because, and I don't, anyway, you have to ask God what to do with that. But as you get it and begin to knit and stuff like that, first of all, part of it is some of the worry that you get will actually go away. I don't quite understand it, but you're doing it for you first, if you will. Then it's God shows you. Part of that will be a doorway to get other people. The other thing, sorry, I forgot your name again. Candace? The other thing, Candace, is you don't understand it and you don't know how to do it yet, but I believe it's in your heart that God deposited there. Is there some older people that God wants you to reach out to? And sometimes it's just having coffee and maybe knitting. Maybe that, I shouldn't try to interpret the word here, but so God bless you. God bless you. There's lots to go. And I pray for a new unity in your marriage. Right? There's things you guys are searching for. And Father, I release this man of God. God's calling you a man of God. I release you from all the mistakes that you've made. And it's time to stop talking to yourself how bad you are. You're not bad. You're good. You're set free. So we wipe those things out of his mind. In some ways, you put on a great show, but it's the inside that counts. And he's released you from all that stuff. And so just go for it. Just be excited. Yeah, okay. Phillips?
You've only just begun. Do you know that? Yeah, you know that. Because God has more depth for both of you than you have experienced. And You already trust him.
Yes.
That's very obvious. And ask. Ask, God, what do you have for us today? God, what do you want us to know today? God, who do you want us to speak to today? God, how can we help my neighbor? How can, you know, I mean, you can, it's amazing what God will use you for. Because you also have the personalities for it. It's not just that you can do it. You have that in you, and you also have the personality for it. I think God is so nice to us that he gives us the kind of personality we need, right? So that we can approach people or whatever it is God calls us to. So may God bless you. Amen.
Okay, it's almost 1 o'clock. Some of you should be getting hungry by now. Go home.
You're so subtle, David.
One more. Oh, God, which one? Okay, two more, actually. This guy in this brown sweater. What's your name?
Dave.
Oh, Dave. Oh, that's right. I can't even remember my own name. Honest, ask Phyllis. I even forget her name sometimes. Anyway, Lord, we just pray for Dave, David. And God says you're a pillar in the house of the Lord. And what a pillar in the house of the Lord. What a pillar is, there's a couple of pillars in this building. It wouldn't stand without those pillars. The downside of being a pillar, if you notice, sometimes people kind of lean on pillars. Sometimes when they're angry, they kick it. It's true. Think about it. But a pillar in the house of the Lord stands strong no matter what. And God is raising you up to what's called a high-level intercessor. And the intercessing is for this church, but for other things, right? Your intercessor ministry is for Canada. And there's one other country, which I can't get what it is. It'd be great if it was Bulgaria, but I shouldn't put that on you. But pray about that too, because he wants to add to you. And again, some of your greatest joy is interceding. And then seeing it happen, and you go, oh my God. And you know what? God sees your heart is pure. You don't go around interceding so people will like you. You don't go around interceding to build yourself up. You're just who you are. And the Bible says, right, it's part of the Beatitudes, blessed are you who mourn, blessed are you. And what that means is intercession. So in Jesus' name, you have permission to cry over people, to cry over churches. And I bless you with that. It's a gifting. It's a powerful gifting. He loves you so much. God bless you. Okay. You guys are a couple of these here holding a hand, so that's cool. So, oh yeah, Dave. What's your name? Stuart. And, sorry,
Angelique.
Angelique? Cool. Now I forgot your name again. Stan.
Stuart.
I'm kind of here listening. Anyway, okay. Oh, that's who you are. Okay, Song of the Lord. Do you know what that is, really? The Song of the Lord is God singing over his people. And some of us are just practicing it ahead of time and just singing, taking some scripture and singing it out. But it's more than that. There's a prophetic edge to it. Okay? And your husband here is what we call a prophetic facilitator. And somehow, with the way his heart is, and actually things that he's gone through, he can understand prophetic people more than most people could. So there's a gentleness in him that can help prophetic people. Because you know what? Probably 80% of prophetic people are really wounded. It's true. But you'll be able to kind of counsel them, be with them, bless them. And it's a couple. And I Anyway, God wants to grace you with the gift of hospitality. It's time to be open, be fruitful. Invite people over. Invite people over for lunch or whatever after church. And serve them and bless them. And God will open doors for you to share the gospel, to bring healing, to sing the song of the Lord. As you grow in this song of the Lord, God will actually give you names of people. And you have to be brave sometimes and start singing and put that name in there. And it's scary. But so it just blesses you as a couple. You know what? God, sometimes you're worried. Did you make a mistake? No, you didn't. You're free. You're free. You're free. You guys did not make a mistake. It really is a God thing. He did it. He put it together. Sometimes you wrestled with it. But he did. And it's a real thing. So I bless you as a couple. Let the anointing of the Holy Spirit come on you that you feel and walk in it every day. Again, it seems to be a lot today. The old is gone. The new has come. Rejoice in the Lord. Amen. Do you have something for them?
Just 1 second.
Okay. Hang on 1 sec. Don't go away.
I only got a couple of things for you. Sounds funny. Walk easy. You don't have to push to hear God. You don't have to stomp and cry. Just walk gently and easily before God, because He already loves you. He already speaks to you, right? And so, in other words, don't change what you're doing, right? Don't change how God is speaking to you, because He is already speaking to you. And I don't know, that walk easy was really the thing. Like, no stressing. Don't stress. Just, God will speak. He'll use you. He loves you. He knows who you're going to connect with, and He's going to connect you with. And he's got some very amazing things for you, and He will give you very amazing things for others as well. I bless you.
So, Lord, we just pray. Lift all these words that were spoken up. And God, whatever wasn't of you, we just say, just that it goes away. Whatever is of you finds a place. Finds a place of life. Finds a place of growth. Finds a place of contentment. And so we ask that you help people hang on to those words. We bless what you're doing in this church. Bless what you're doing with these people. And we release them to the fullness. And thank you, God, that they chose to say yes, that this word was came to this land, and it will go out all around the world. We bless this church in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank you. Well, bless you. Go in peace.